So, welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
And Bill, it's been a while. A
couple months.
Yeah.
May, I believe.
The last time was right, it was Bourbon Month. We did the Kentucky Derby.
And fortunately, we haven't gone 2 full months without doing anything, since it's not quite the end of July yet.
No, darn close. We can call this, I guess, our baseball tournament preview edition. By the time it gets posted, it'll be...
Post-view.
Yeah, and then, of course, we'll do the wrap-up.
The review.
In November.
Oh, I like that.
So, yeah, we had what a great time for Bourbon Month.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Wasn't that great? We had a lot of fun. We watched the Derby, the fastest 2 minutes in sports.
It was.
And it was I.W. Harper.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite whiskey to date.
I am a huge fan, and if I can come across another bottle of that, I'm buying it, putting it back on the shelf.
Yeah, and let me know if you do find it, because I'd like to have one around the house, too.
I bet you would.
That cherry tobacco.
Ooh, it gives you that old-fashioned feel.
Yeah, that was
great.
That was something special.
That was quite the treat.
And we've had so many really good whiskeys, and it's very hard to keep saying, well, this is my favorite, that's my favorite. Hey, because we can crack open a Jefferson Reserve or Jefferson's Ocean, and I'm going to say, oh, yeah. I remember why I said this was my favorite.
Right.
You know, but what I'm finding is you've turned me on to some really wonderful bourbons.
We've had some good bourbons.
We've had some great whiskeys, period. But the bourbons, I'm really developing quite a taste for.
Over the last probably year and a half, I've developed quite a fondness for some of Kentucky's finest.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've done a number of bourbons lately because, you know, we just did 2 for Bourbon Month back in May.
True.
We had been saying it had been a while since we had done a scotch.
Yeah, it has been a while since we've done a scotch.
Maybe we ought to do one.
Now.
No, we looked at the shelf earlier.
We did, and we found that we have some scotch.
We actually have quite a few scotch. What, we have 3 of them?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We have 3 more.
3 more, in addition to the one we picked for today, right? And we got a nice bourbon surprise coming up, too. But that's toward the end of the line. We're trying to go back toward, you know, what we've had on the shelf the longest.
Yeah, we've got we do have a nice little bourbon surprise as we get to the end of this.
I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, too bad they're such small bottles because
I'd
say let's dip into it now.
I think that's quite the collection, actually.
Yeah, well, we'll explain that more fully at a later date.
In a future podcast. Yeah.
Just remember Jefferson. That's all you have to remember.
Yes.
All right, so what we picked for today is a bottle that I bought quite a while ago.
You did buy this quite a while ago.
I love the colors on the
box. I love the box. This is great.
Isn't that a colorful picture?
It's got a nice little Scottish countryside.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, you know, I'd say midsummer's day.
I believe it's pronounced Edredor.
Edredor.
Yes.
It's a 10-year bottle.
I figured that's in our wheelhouse. We like the Highlands. We'd never heard of this particular one, so I grabbed that up some time ago and thought we should give it a try.
Only 12 casks a week are produced.
So it's kind of a craft distillery,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, a rare pleasure for the fortunate few. Jim, I will say this about that. Our little whiskey adventure, I would say we are some of the fortunate few.
I think so, too. Handmade in Scotland's smallest distillery.
Interesting.
Nestled in a pocket glen in the hills above Pitlochry.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
What you just said.
In the southern highlands lies Edredor, the smallest distillery in Scotland. 1825.
A whiskey of rare distinction, it says on the box.
I like that.
That is a nice looking bottle.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's a nice deep color, too. It's definitely a much redder, deeper color than any of the whiskeys we've had leading up to here.
Absolutely. It's got that nice colorful little picture.
Yeah, it's got that nice little logo on the front of the bottle.
The distillery edition, by the way.
Yes. It's got a thicker cork on it than most.
Yeah. It smells quite nice, huh?
It's got a fruity.
Yeah. A little sweet, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get that nose out of the bottle, though.
No, you really don't get it out of the bottle.
Yeah.
You never do. Oh, very good. I like it. It's got there is that. It's a deep fruit scent to it. You know what I'm saying? Almost like a darker red wine sort of aroma.
Let me try that again. Yeah, you're right. A little bit of a, like a red wine, some kind of a red fruity wine.
Yeah, like a Zinfandel, an old Zinfandel or something like that.
Mm. I
like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a good looking bottle too.
It is a good looking bottle. Shall I pour us up a couple?
Yes. Marvelous.
Indeed.
Oh, what a nice, nice aroma out of the bottle. Out of the glass, rather.
Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying, though?
A little smoke?
Yes, I was going to say. It's like toast, a charred wood sort of scent. It's not, you know, it's wood and smoke combo.
There was just a hint of that out of the bottle, but you really get
you
it
get
more
a lot of it
glass.
Out of the glass, for sure. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Keeps that deep amber color out of the glass.
Nice sweetness to the nose as well.
Indeed. It's almost red.
Yeah.
It is. It's almost like a red. It's like a golden pinkish in hue.
Notice the legs.
Yes.
Mm. Nice scent. I really like that.
Well, shall we?
Warmth in the back of your mouth. It takes a second for it to come.
And there it is. It slides down. That's nice. Definitely got a good charred wood flavor. You can taste it. Not overpowering, but it's definitely got that nice charcoal grilled taste to it.
It does.
It's got a sweetness about it, too.
It does. But it's a little different.
It's a softer sweetness.
Yeah. And it's more around the fringes of my mouth kind of thing. It's not like...
It's not like coating your whole mouth.
No.
Not the bubblegum thing.
No, it's not.
It's just a hint of it.
With a mouthful of it, I don't notice heat. But now, many seconds later, I'm getting the warmth in it all over my mouth.
It's got a bit more bitterness.
Yeah, I noticed that too on the first swallow.
Than we would normally. I mean, this wouldn't be our stereotypical Highland. This is a lot more wood, a lot more smoke flavor.
Yeah.
Other than, say, the double wood.
Right. But I wouldn't call this, it's not an overpowering smoke, actually. It's a nice mixture.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But it's not as sweet, and I hate to say the word smooth. It is a 10-year as opposed to the 12-plus that we've
been drinking. I would say it's not as smooth as some, but it's not...
It's not harsh.
It's not harsh, it's just...
This is different for a Highland.
Yes, and we've grown accustomed to some really sweet and really smooth bourbons over the last couple of months.
Boy, have we
ever. Which makes this feel a little bit different because we haven't been in this sort of pinch your tongue sort of scotch mode.
No, you're right. That probably has something to do with why it tastes so different to us, is because we really haven't had a scotch in quite a while.
Because it does.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's different than any Highland we've had so far.
I would liken this to Talisker.
Oh, yeah. That was very smoky.
That was very much smokier than that. This has a little bit of that bitterness like that Talisker.
It does. Talisker, I think, had more heat than this.
This, you can't feel the heat on its way down. But if you take a big enough gulp, you'll get a slight warmth in your chest.
More than anything, you feel it in your mouth.
You do. I feel it on the roof of my mouth a lot. As I'm drinking it, you notice the legs even more because they hold the glass pretty tight for a while, which is nice. I mean, it shows you it's a quality glass of whiskey.
That's an indication of the alcohol content, so they say.
So they say.
43%.
I like this. I like it. You know, it's...
I do, too. And the longer you're away from it, the more you get your gum.
You get a little... The sweetness is the aftertaste. It's got a sweet... It sweetens up as it dries in your mouth. Mm-hmm. When it's no longer there, that aftertaste is the sweetness.
Right.
Which is funny because a lot of times you'll get the bitter aftertaste on the sweet whiskey.
Right.
This is inverted. You get the bitter taste and then it sweetens up.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I like that.
I do too. Yeah.
It's a big switch from what we're used to. But again, it's woody. You definitely taste it. I mean, that's the flavor I get when you rub your tongue across your teeth. It's that, like I said, that nice charcoal. Not dirty, just smoky.
Yeah, and you can actually take a pretty good swallow of that. There's no backdraft. There's no there's no bite. There's nothing that's going to get you.
It's not going to suck your wind out of you.
Not at all.
But you'll still feel just a little bit of warmth. A
little bit, yeah. Again, I feel it more in my mouth, but there is some of it.
Right, but it's not the gym special where you get that something to keep you warm on a winter's night.
No, but I do like the warmth in any fashion. But yes, I prefer it kind of chesty stuff.
Yeah, you prefer something that pulls it in. So anyway, let me finish this off and we'll start round two.
Okay. Sure. So we're a little more than halfway through our season now in vintage baseball. The tournament is a little past our halfway point.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we still
You know, that's the beauty. Our team is like the tale of two cities. It's the best of teams and the worst of teams. We have the ability to win big against anyone and the ability to lose badly, sometimes all in one inning.
Yes.
But, we have players who can play.
We do.
I don't know. Plus, I've had a lot of fun, the games I've been able to make this year.
I just have fun, period, with it. You know, the trip to Sackets Harbor.
Always a great
2 weeks ago. What a great time that was. And this year we played on the battlefield.
I would have loved to have been there.
So the first game we played the Sackets Harbor team, we played them very, very tight. It was a one-run game. It was shortened because everything got going very late that morning. We played 7 innings in the bottom of the 7th, tying run on second base, 2 outs. And Dirty Jim comes to the plate and grounds out to second base.
Ah, well. So. But you had the opportunity. Isn't that really why you play the game?
Absolutely.
You got
to
love it.
Absolutely. No, when I was standing there at the plate, I thought to myself, this is why you play.
Right.
This is it. Game's on the line. If I can get on base.
And you ground out to second and you snapped your bat over your knee. And you.
No. Not that bad. I didn't know. Our bats are like table legs.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I was going to say, those bats are kind of heavy.
So our second game in Sackets Harbor was against the Kingston, Ontario team. But that game, of course, was the total opposite. We were just running rampant all over them. But we had such a great time. The weather cooperated. It was sunny. This has been a hot summer. It was relatively cool by this year's standards. And actually, it was downright cool in the shade. There was shade because we were on the battlefield. There were a line of trees behind home plate.
Well, that's right, because I remember last year when we went out there, there was no shade. It was just a
that little
between park. Two roads. And yeah.
Now I think from now on we'll play up at the battlefield, which in a way seems kind of sacrilegious, but very fascinating place nonetheless, and a lot of history there. And what a great time we had. The whole team went to the Sackets Brewing Company for lunch.
And thank you very much for the 1812 ale.
Sorry, somehow half of it disappeared. And I swear to God, I had nothing to do with it. Half of it was gone.
I got 2 good glasses out of it, Jim.
I got a glass out of it, so at least we got to enjoy it.
It was a taste.
Because you can buy it in a bottle around here, but it's not the same.
No, I find that any chance you get to do the fresh draft, it by far surpasses any other beer.
Absolutely.
That's not what we're here for.
No, we'll get to beer, though, eventually.
Yeah. So, tournament coming up. Looking forward to it. Got a lot going on. I don't know that I'm going to stay the Friday night because I'm going to want some sleep at some point that weekend.
Yeah. Well, Saturday will be a long day. I volunteered to do 2 announcing gigs back-to-back, the last 2 slots.
I'm not on any of those for doing anything, but I'll fill something out. I was waiting to see if they needed an umpire. You know, as much as I like to umpire, they don't necessarily like me out there.
No, I think you're all right. I think you're one of the good ones.
I know the one rule that matters.
You're always right.
The umpire's always right.
That's all that
exactly
matters.
So you know what's right about now?
Round 2?
I think so.
All right. You have a spoon by any chance, or you want just a free pour?
I think we're just going to free pour. I meant to bring a spoon, but I completely forgot about it.
That around a little bit. Didn't really lose as much of the color, did it?
No. Or the put the nose in there. It rises.
Yeah, it's a little more vapory, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really lose any of the aroma at all.
No, it still has a bit of wood, a bit of smoke, a bit of sweet.
All of those things.
Yeah.
See, that's when you talked about the I.W. Harper. Mm-hmm. That nice cherry tobacco taste. Mm-hmm. This is definitely wood.
Yeah.
It's not a tobacco.
What was so much fun about Harper, though, was the water brought a little bit of the cherry out, but it was chilled that brought cherry tobacco out.
Right.
All along, neat, we were thinking, there's something there.
Yeah.
What is it? It's fruity? I don't know what it is.
This has more of a fruity smell. There's no real fruity taste.
I don't get the taste, yeah. No. But you're right. It's got kind of a fruit smell to it. Fruity sweet.
Shall we?
Sure.
So it still comes in cool on the tongue. It really just lightens up the...
It's a little sweeter.
Yeah, it lightens up the bitterness a little bit. Yeah, I didn't get as much of the bitter...
Not a lot of smoke or wood in the taste.
No,
though.
the wood has actually dropped off quite a bit.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because that was one of the most pronounced flavors. Now it's the most subtle.
It's funny, the vapor, you think that'd give you a bite?
Doesn't.
Not really.
No, it's funny, because you feel it in your nose when you're trying to catch a smell, but it doesn't come up to the top of your mouth.
No, when you're drinking it, it's not there, that heavy.
It's like quite the opposite.
And it takes some of the heat away, too.
And yeah, it does. The warmth isn't there. I don't feel it.
Not like, really.
Not at all.
And what's in the mouth isn't all that warm either.
No, it really just nullifies a lot.
Kind of dulled it. Well, it
sweetened the taste. It smoothed the bitterness. I mean, this is smoother.
Yeah.
It's softer. But
this
it's
is
also
a little closer to the Highland I would have expected.
Yes. I would almost say this almost gives it almost a Macallan taste to it. You know, that slightly softer wood, but not bitter, smoke, but not hearty.
Yeah, Macallan is a nice benchmark because it's such a nice mix of everything.
So this is similar. To me, this tastes a little bit like a 12 Macallan.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I liked it neat a little better just because it seemed to have a bit more
character. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh.
But I don't dislike it.
No, not at all. In fact, if anything, on a warm day,
I could sit outside and sip on this.
With this, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's cool to the mouth.
It's not a real heavy whiskey.
Right. It's like I said, it's cool to the mouth. It's soft. Actually, it's a very big switch from the neat. The neat whiskey doesn't have that coolness to it.
No.
But when you add a little bit of water, it gives you a cool, dry sensation. Yeah, you get a sweetness that's more spread out, more pronounced throughout your whole mouth.
Yeah.
You get more of that juicy fruit flavor.
Yes, you do.
That really wasn't there before.
Right.
Now it's sweetness without the smoke. You know, the smoke is what kind of kills that.
Yeah, and looking at that dark color, you'd think this is going to be a heavier whiskey. And it's not. Even neat, it wasn't that heavy.
Fools us every time.
It does. Well, they say that's not a good indication of flavor necessarily, but sure, it does look good, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, but look at how deep that color is. It's really visible now that the bottle is like half empty. You can really see how deep, dark amber that is. It's a really deep color.
Mm-hmm. And it's another reason it reminds you of Macallan.
Macallan's got a nice golden, deep color to it.
Yeah.
Right. Again, you're right, though. The color does not give away the flavor. Like, if you're drinking a wine, and you're drinking it like an old Zinfandel or Merlot or something, you can sort of tell by how dark and dense the wine is that the flavor kind of goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't come like that.
No, you're right. We've had some more pale whiskeys that had a whole lot of character and flavor and personality that you didn't expect. And then we've had some that were darker, maybe not this dark, but that were relatively disappointing by that.
Wow, look at how dark that is, and there's very little flavor.
It's not that much, yeah. I like it.
I like it a lot. I mean, two for two so far.
Yeah.
I'm actually debating whether I like this better than the neat. As we go on, continuing to sip on this, it's kind of growing on me.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Just given the heat of the day.
That's true.
If we were drinking this in the middle of the winter, maybe we would have liked it a little stronger,
We would have been happier with the smoke and the heat of But cool piece of a stick of gum is nice on a hot summer day.
Well, yeah.
But again, the nose is pretty much gone when you get to the lower edge of the watered down glass. I'll be interested to see what the rocks bring out.
Yeah, that was such a nice surprise with the Harper.
Oh, yeah.
We don't often get that radical of a change when you chill it.
Harper was a very rare treat.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it was different every way we touched it.
It was.
And it was like, wow.
Kept getting better. That was amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's reach in the bag here, Jim.
Oh, you found a sack for him.
I got the...
A Crown Royal.
The Crown Royal sack. So I put all my rocks in one bag. There we go. Let this sucker... let the rocks do their business down there.
Yeah, I'll let that...
I'll tell you what, there is no finer invention than the whiskey stone.
I'm a big fan.
I am too. Mm. Wow. Wow. Take a quick sip off of that, Jim. I know I'm going out of order. Wow. Okay, so the sweetness just like pops in your mouth.
Well, and you get it in the nose too.
You do, but I didn't even mess with the nose. I took a quick swig.
Wow.
And wow, it's like pop. Total sweetness first. But then you get a quick bitter bite.
Yeah, quick.
Quick bitter bite. And then your aftertaste becomes the wood.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite of neat.
I like this.
I like this a lot.
I was saying the neat was better, but you're right. This is the opposite of the,
boom,
of the neat.
Sweetness. Oh, dry, bitter. Mmm, wood, smoke. I almost feel like blowing a smoke ring when I'm done with this.
It's sweet on the tongue.
It is. This is fantastic.
Which before it was the aftertaste. So
right. Now it's like the sweetness that was on the perimeter gets focused right on your taste buds. Yeah. Boom.
That is terrific.
Yeah. This is fantastic. Okay, Jim, I am already going to declare before we even finish another swig out of this that the rocks win.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Hands down. Wow.
Not as blown away. Not as much heat.
No.
But I like the flavor, the succession of flavor.
Yeah, this doesn't give you that chest experience. There's no backdraft. There's no...
Not a lot in the mouth.
There's not a lot of nose. If you try, you sniff that?
No, it's mostly sweet. So
you get a little sweetness. That's it. Maybe a little bit of charcoal, but not a lot. Wow, this particular combination of this chilled has become just blown away. I cannot believe how good this tastes.
I'm with you 100%. A lot of times we like the water. Once in a while we come across one, and this is definitely one of them, that chilled really hits you so differently, but it's worth going through the other two ways of tasting it to experience that relatively radical shift.
I'm blown away.
Yeah, this is that good.
This is that good. This reminds me, I know you're not going to believe this, of that Macallan rare cask stuff. This taste is similar to that taste.
Yeah.
You know, it's so many different things.
Mm-hmm. There's actually more going on this way.
Than there is any other way.
Because up till this, it was like, okay, it's an interesting little whiskey, but this is much more than just an interesting little whiskey.
Now. Yeah.
Now it's complex.
Yeah. Jim, I think we found something here.
I think we did.
Does it got any tasting notes on the can, by the way?
All right, this is a little more than I thought it was. It's $50.
It's a reasonable number.
It's reasonable, though. Smooth, creamy, light, malty taste is followed by a mellow, warming finish. It doesn't really do it justice, but it's...
That's kind of the neat experience.
That's the neat, yeah.
That's not this.
A truly handcrafted malt, Edredor is golden in the glass with a delicious aroma of sugared almonds and a hint of Oloroso, which we've looked up before. That's some kind of Spanish wine. You did compare it...
To a wine
when you first smelled it.
Yes. I was thinking Oloroso, I just couldn't put the word in.
Of course you were. Of course. Oh, my friend, every time we do this, we have so much fun. We always find something interesting. Even in the lesser interesting of the ones we've had, there's still something really cool going on every time we taste these things three ways.
Something changes, and this one surprised me.
And I can't,
this...
when I say that... You can't some of say them are that, lesser interest, it's just that every once in a while, some we of get them are, it really pops, some that's
of,
just...
Some of them are...
Bang.
Some of them were just blown away out of the box. The initial neat flavors, as good as it's going to get.
We found something fabulous, actually, about every single one we've tried on the podcast. We've had some off the podcast that we've said, no, it's not bad.
It's not bad. Right. But this one actually follows through with a awesome chilled finish. This is a great taste. I honestly wasn't expecting much.
No, I wasn't either.
Rock solid whiskey.
I would say that's the headline right there.
Exactly.
Rock solid. Try it with your whiskey stones, your rocks. You're going to love it.
Yeah. I suggest if you're going to do the Edredor, you want a new experience in scotch, this does it. Taste it neat and then put three rocks in a glass, let it sit for about a minute or two, and then pop that taste in your mouth and you'll have no idea that you're drinking the same bottle of scotch.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you get all the same flavors. Just in a different order.
Different order.
With different intensity.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That is why we drink scotch,
that's
Jim.
That's exactly why we do this. Well, anyway, this
Let's
is a lot of fun.
Let's wrap this sucker up.
Yeah.
Put it on the rocks.
Indeed.
Indeed.
That's how we recommend it. So, Edredor.
Edredor.
Give it a shot. I think you're going to like it. Bill, I'm looking forward to having more fun with you. We've got another game coming up. And then we have...
We've got the Silver Bowl.
2 weeks from tomorrow, actually.
Two weeks.
Silver Bowl.
Yeah.
So we'll do the wrap-up. We'll talk more about it with our next podcast. But in the meantime...
I'm Bill.
I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch.
Thank you for listening.